Welcome to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant. Full Circle Radio. It's the classic Jesus music radio show. It's a look back at where it all began. This is Full Circle, looking back at the beginnings of today's contemporary Christian music. Now here's your host, Jerry Bryant.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Bryant, and welcome to Full Circle, the classic Jesus music radio show. I'm taking you back to where it all began, and I'm so grateful for you tuning in, telling your friends about this Jesus music radio show on podcast and radio stations across the world. I think I've got some faithful listeners to the program, so stay on board. Let's start out with a song from the Wall Brothers. Looking back to 1980, on the Green Tree label, the Wall Brothers, starting out this episode number 320, I Am Free. Now, Green Tree was a contemporary Christian music label from Nashville, Tennessee, established in 1974 by Benson as a sister label to Heartwarming and Impact Records. But did you know that the Christian music duo of brothers Greg and Craig Wall were raised by a Utah-based family fruit farm business called Wall Brothers Orchards? The brothers performed together from 1975 to mid-1980s, released four albums with Green Tree Records, performed before thousands of people across the country. And today, Craig Wall is the founding and senior pastor of Generations Church in the Franklin, Tennessee area. And it's also great to have friends like my internet webmaster, Stephen Wyrick, who suggested this opening song. Thanks, Stephen. I might have missed it. That's why with so many songs in the library, I need folks who are listening and remembering a song of importance to remind me what to play. And I also welcome all inquiries and letters to let me know if you enjoy the show. And I'll give you the address in just a few moments if you don't know how to reach me. Now, from the 1972 debut album, which is a landmark in contemporary Christian music, the band Love Song.
Jesus is the one who makes me never ever want to spend another day without him. Jesus is the one who shows me every time I turn around that I could never doubt him.
Freedom. From Love Song with Jay Truex, Tommy Coombs, and Bob Wall. No, not related to the Wall brothers that I'm aware of. John Raines was on drums and, of course, the late Chuck Gerrard. Recorded and released on the Good News label in 1971. Got my first copy at Expo 72 in Dallas. 100,000 people gathering to hear Billy Graham and early Jesus music.
Down the dirty city streets, black top sneakers on my feet, I raced through early teenage years and dealt with all those nameless fears, waiting as the school bell rang to drop my books and join the gang, and I'll lift fights and stickball games with a passing girls wore dirty names. Jesus died upon the cross. All was won and nothing lost. And how the truth will set you free. Yeah. And how the truth will set you free. I'd turn my collar, I'd comb my hair. I'd hide all the confusion there. Made my pockets ring. I was a wealthy New York king. Being cool by the candy store, I knew my world yet wanted more. My high school colors of black and blue, they would disturb my point of view. Over my shoulder set you free.
Dion and The Truth Will Set You Free. It's from his 1980 release, Inside Job, on Dayspring. Now, who would have imagined that Mr. DiMucci, known for his enduring career that spanned early rock and roll to recent blues and folk rock releases, would still be actively releasing music? Dion frequently collaborated with other musicians, including Bruce Springsteen, Eric Clapton, Paul Simon. Although Dion rose to fame more than 60 years ago with such hit recordings as The Wanderer, Runaround Sue, Ruby Baby, when not performing or lining up new recordings, he dedicates several hours each week helping people recover from addictions and substance abuse problems. This is a huge part of his life. It's a religiously motivated mission because he knows he's been saved from death and misery, and he wants to help others find that salvation. This is Jerry Bryan, and wait, I get it. This is a setup. I played three songs and didn't even mention what direction the episode would go. But you, the interested listener, probably got the picture. We're living in a world that's crying out for freedom. I'm not going to talk about that in every detail, but I think we know that it's in the heart of God to experience the fullness of peace and joy and freedom. I love this passage. 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. How many things? All things. Sounds like His plan that we are fully enabled and complete in Jesus. So, on this particular episode, I'm inviting you to write me and let me know what you think of the show. How has your life been impacted by the love of Jesus music because of Jesus? My address is info@fullcirclejesusmusic.com. That's info@fullcirclejesusmusic.com. If you write, I'll be sure to respond. And tell your friends about the program on Facebook, like us. And if you're feeling led to become part of this family, your prayers, especially your prayers, and your financial support, which is tax exempt, will be greatly appreciated. You can find a donate button on my website at the very top. www.fullcirclejesusmusic.com. That's fullcirclejesusmusic.com. And thanks.
Here I stand, looking out to see where a thousand souls have prayed and a thousand lives were laid on the sand, were laid on the sand. Years have passed since they come to me.
Looking back to 1990, on the Watt Records label, Here I Stand, Iona, written and sung by the amazing Joanne Hogg, and produced by Dave Bainbridge. Now, if you notice the ending of the song, it's a continue of the cry for freedom. It reads, "Looking out to sea, I say a prayer that the wild goose will come to me." Odd choice of lyrics, unless you realize that the term the wild goose was a Celtic Christian symbol for the Holy Spirit, representing its untamable and unpredictable and dynamic nature, unlike the more common image of a peaceful dove. This metaphor reflects how the Spirit can be wild, bold, and at times even frightening, and yet also a source of empowerment and guidance for those who follow it on an adventure with God. And it has been an adventure. I've been thinking about starting the radio ministry 1972, 55 years plus as of this recording, and I didn't have any idea how it would impact my life. The songs, the concerts, the interviews. It's been pretty amazing to see that God, in His wisdom, had an answer for some of the things I was longing for. I was searching for reality. What I really wanted was freedom. And freedom, it seemed, was very elusive. I didn't know much about surrender, for one thing, and did a lot of things on my own effort, but the reflection of this radio program and the songs that I choose, I really believe are from His heart. I don't even know what the theme's going to be until I sit down in the studio and I start writing and reflecting, picking songs that I know will have an impact. And I just wanted you to know a little bit more what's behind this, because at times I talk too much and sometimes not enough. And this time I'm trying to play more songs. But the idea is that the music is the message. And wherever you are in life, whatever degree of freedom you have obtained, oh, there's so much more. And that, my friend, I'm totally convinced in. There's so much more. Still, there are many that don't know about this freedom. You know, there are a lot of Jesus music songs with Christian allegory about finding one's path home to God and breaking free from sin and worldly burdens, defining what real freedom is. The lyrics on this next song use the metaphor of a fish swimming upstream against a fast current, illustrating the struggle of a drowning person seeking salvation. Here's Michael Omardian.
Silverfish swimming upstream, can you see the light? Dim the fire to find your way home. Slipping into a fast stream where a drowning man does all he can to find his way home. Lord, I'm getting stronger, feeling it every day. Worn out brains and nameless chains begin to fall away. Does he let you know which way to go to find your way home? River of flowing faster, can you tell me why a man must die? Thank you.
silverfish swimming upstream. Can you see the light in the back?
Silverfish, Mike O'Mardian, and it's back-to-back O'Mardian.
Flashback.
I bet you didn't see that coming. There's a lot of things I still don't know and a lot of things I don't see. But if you raise your eyes to the sky, you'll see what you don't know about freedom. And you need to let your heart be the first to know. Be the first to know. Michael O'Mardian. Stay tuned. There's a lot more music coming.
Back to where it all began, with Full Circle.
Hi, this is Terry Scott Taylor from Daniel Amos, and you're listening to the very best of classic Christian music with Jerry Bryant.
My own way, but Jesus comes to sees when he says, to light your own fire. Don't light your own fire. Don't light your own fire. Seems I just don't know which way to turn. I'm gonna watch the fire burn. But then his voice pierces the night when he says, don't light your own fire. Don't light your own fire. Don't light your own fire.
Early Daniel Amos on Full Circle on Maranatha Music. Don't light your own fire. A band that evolved from Jubal's last band to DA or DA, well, and on and on. To not light your own fire means to avoid relying on your limited wisdom, plans, or strength, instead trusting in God's guidance and will. You know, it's a biblical concept that warns against self-reliance when facing darkness or difficult times, and it encourages us to wait for divine guidance instead of creating a temporary self-made light that will ultimately lead to sorrow or failure. This is Jerry Bryan, and I've been talking about freedom. You know, it's a hot topic, regardless of what time you hear the show or what year. That topic is current. And there's such a need for the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it's actually the answer that the world's looking for. Now, having been part of the early Jesus movement, I realized after starting the program back in 1972, a whole lot has not changed. Continued searching for truth, and without it, chaos, pain, as we try to find our own way. And movements come and go, like the Jesus People Revolution. We even have now a musical genre to proclaim these truths, if not watered down, and they can be effective tools. But some have paid the ultimate price for freedom, not just in the many devastating wars and genocide that we've seen just in our lifetime. Truth seekers like Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Martin Luther King Jr., Oscar Romero, who are assassinated for their faith-based activism and work. Millions of Christians have been persecuted, and estimates of over 100,000 killed in the 21st century alone. And even a man whose life impacted countless and continues to do so, Charlie Kirk. I wore the Freedom T-shirt back in the Jesus Revolution days, and I'll have many opportunities to wear it again. But many struggle to find this freedom and keep on running away. The next song from Randy Stonehill wrote the classic, Keep Me Running, from the sins I can't erase, like an outlaw with a mask to hide his face. Once I was told that love could fly. Yeah, but it's been so long, I just don't remember why.
Keep me running from the shadow. Keep me running. Keep
Randy Stonehill, Keep Me Running, on Full Circle. You know, it was 1976 when Randy wrote his reflection on Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained. Released it on Solid Rock Records over 50 years on his journey and counting. I think he must have recorded it shortly after birth. Well, as I said, this is Full Circle. We have a lot of songs still to play. Don't you love the symbolism of a bird in flight? Free as a bird. And this next song was released by Sparrow Records in 1982 by Phil Kagi. Carefree, Phil Kagi, from Play Through Me, a project produced and engineered by Bob Cotton. Hey, what you may not realize, there's a whole lot more Phil Kagi many people haven't heard, because it's released on Bandcamp, an online music service that provides a platform for independent artists and labels to sell their music and merchandise directly to fans. It offers fans a way to discover and support artists outside of mainstream streaming services. And so fans can buy music to own rather than rent, and can also pay extra for features using tips to support artists more directly. Great idea. Check it out if you're not familiar. Bandcamp. Like the song Carefree, the peace that passes all understanding is a phrase from the Bible, specifically Philippians 4:7, referring to a deep inner calm, security, that comes from God, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. And it's that peace that gives freedom in the way these songs are reflected on this episode. And Philippians 4:7 tells us it is that peace that transcends all understanding and will put a guard on your heart and your mind in Christ. In 1985, Dayspring Records put a new album up called Giants in the Land from writer-singer Wayne Watson, who has recorded more than 24 albums throughout his career.
Seasons of my soul, they come and go, but as they slip away, I know something else remains that will not change. Places in my heart are torn apart, but in my brokenness I find something stays behind that will not change. The peace that is a blessing that will never fade away. The peace that passes understanding is here to stay. The peace that passes understanding never passes away. Times alone, my heart has known the quiet words of your tender love and your gentle touch that changes me. Even through the storm, I'm safe and I'm warm, for you have covered me. Grace, in your hiding place, I am at peace. Peace comes like the dawn, peace that the world can't understand. You take my hand and I stand, though others may fall.
Wayne Watson with background singers, some of the best, like Bonnie Keene, Marty McCall. Scott Hendricks and Wayne produced this memorable album. So, if you've had a few moments to review and listen to the show and hopefully pass it on to others through Facebook or other places, you can find the show on Apple Tunes, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, CastBox, Stitcher, Podbean, many other platforms and radio affiliates, and I just want to say thank you. I don't take it for granted. Everyone who writes and responds and plays this show keeps this dream alive. And I'm grateful. Go to www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. And help out with your financial underwriting at the donate button at the top of the page. Gifts are tax deductible and, well, prayers are always welcome. Again, thanks. Let's go ahead and celebrate freedom with one more last song from The Voice. Some of you know him from the days of the Sweet Comfort Band. I just call him The Voice because it's unmistakable that I'm talking right now to close the show. Mr. Brian Duncan.
Between the divide there is a river. The water is clear and pure as driven snow. It flows from a spring that wells forever. Standing their ground out in the desert, wasting away but not thirsty anymore. You're taking a chance against the current. Old habits will stand and they'll curse you from the shore. But I'm sure I want a chance and the time has come, so let me go.
Listening. Until next time, keep your eyes on the sky. Let your light shine. This is Jerry Bryant. Full Circle is recorded in the Jesus Solid Rock Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Full Circle is a JSR production.
This is Full Circle.